Hey, Larry. Dig that chick.
Oh, she's groovy.
Hey, man, are you ready for that spade?
Wow. He's groovy. All spades are groovy.
Dig that chick. She's groovy.
Yeah, she's groovy.
Right.
Hey, dig that.
She's not groovy. Peace, baby.
You talking to me, man?
Sure, baby. Come on over here. I want to do a thing with you.
You want a roofer?
No, man.
Reaper?
Forget it.
Ringer?
Where's your miniskirt?
I forgot it! Oh, I knew I should have.
Cool, little lady. Don't get uptight.
Come over here in the light so we can check your body paint. Faded San Francisco Art Nouveau.
Sure, she must be an oldie.
Are you holding?
Natch! Jackson, of course I'm holding. I got it right. Oh, you took my stash from me. This is a frame-up.
Dig, Larry. Aspirin.
Let's do her a favor. Phone her in.
I tell you, I took all the uppers. You want to hear me rap? I saw the best minds of my generation.
Put her in the car.
Put her in the back
seat.
Out of sight. Call her into Dr. Benway.
I saw the best minds of my generation.
Howl for Carl Solomon. I saw the best minds of my generation. Destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo and the machinery of night, who poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high set up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats floating across the tops of cities, contemplating jazz, who bared their brains to heaven under the L and saw Mohammedan angels staggering on tenement roofs illuminated, who passed through universities with radiant, cool eyes hallucinating Arkansas and Blake Light tragedy among the scholars of war, who were expelled from the academies for crazy and publishing obscene odes on the windows of the skull, who cowered in unshaven rooms in underwear, burning their money in wastebaskets and listening to the terror through the wall, who got busted in their pubic beards returning through Laredo with a belt of marijuana for New York, who ate fire in paint hotels or drank turpentine in Paradise Alley death or purgatoried their torsos night after night.
I think how it was closer to my own experience and a kind of contemporary tone that I liked, and it had that anger in it that attracted me even before I knew that I was angry myself. I think that's what tuned a lot of people into that voice, because it was a voice of young people, protesting the kind of disgusting, anti-humane culture that we had grown to adulthood in, that we were going to adulthood in.
And stand before you speechless and intelligent and shaking with shame, rejected, yet confessing out the soul to conform to the rhythm of thought in his naked and endless head, the madman, bum, and angel, beat in time, unknown, yet putting down here what might be left to say in time, come after death, and rose reincarnate in the ghostly clothes of jazz in the gold horn shadow of the band, and blew the suffering of America's naked mind for love into an illy, illy, lama, lama, subectani saxophone cry that shivered the cities down to the last radio with the absolute heart of the poem of life, butchered out of their own bodies, good to eat 1,000 years.
I do recall that the poem had an immense effect on me, and I felt immediately that Ginsberg was at the least a major poet, and maybe a genius. I just had never read any poetry that was that charged, that intense, that extraordinary, and I knew he was going to make a revolution in the consciousness of his time.
Oldie but Goldie City, Benway here.
Hey, Doc. Got one for re-grooving. Be right in.
Groovy.
How's the Blue-cadelic psycho-raga-rock old folks dance marathon doing?
Dropping like flies.
Groovy. Oldies but goldies.
Superintendent of schools here.
Groovy.
Groovy. Hey, man, it's about your kid, Malcolm X John Lennon. He dropped in today.
You mean?
Benway, your kid's a drop-in.
It'll kill his mother.
I just talked to your father. He's groovy.
Yeah, I like Pop.
Well then, baby, how come we found you in a classroom today? Why weren't you hanging out in the parking lot relating with the rest of the kids and teachers?
I don't smoke. Can I go now?
Yeah, do your thing. Hold it. Leave those books here.
Malcolm X, John Lennon? Come on in and dig your mother.
Ah, Mom, I can't now. I gotta go do my homework. I gotta meet my connection.
You can't fool me. You're in one of those underground study cells, aren't you?
No!
It'll kill your father. I didn't breastfeed you for 14 years for this. Come here, baby.
But, Mom, I'm not hungry.
Straight neck. Do yourself a favor. Be groovy. Now sit down, turn on, and tune in the TV.
But, Mom, I don't want to watch television.
Oh, you're so weird.
And now, direct from the Paisley House on Capitol Hill, man, we take you to the gathering of the tribes, which is already in session.
Now let me shock it to you, baby. It's clear from these underground films shot in your bedroom by the Free Food and Drug Administration that you've been doling out unauthorized bread and water to a chick who lost a free food card.
But Senator, baby, like she was starving.
Young man, that's her trip. Take him away for re-grooving.
Spot for the best in food, fun, and dancing proudly presents the fastest rising interim governmental administration in the Western Hemisphere, the Cabinet of the United States of Beef. From Rochester, New York, on lead guitar, the Secretary of Peace. On drums, the Secretary of Inner Self. On saxophone, the Secretary of States of Consciousness. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the expert, the most high chief of the United States of Being, Stark Van Coolen.
Yes, we do. On this birthday, the founder of our tribe, Sodom Clinton Powell, the first to take our sacred oath. If elected, I refuse to serve. Wow! I come to present for you hippification, the first treaty of world peace. Some of you cats may recall the old days of the brown shoe, when there was war and fight and soldier.
Yes, those were ungroovy times.
Well, now there's no more war anymore.
Mr. Chieftain, representing the Young People's Soviet Sociable Republic, it's a guest to sign this jazzy document. We too want peace of Nigeria.
Yesterday, a full million of us in the Hippie Republic of China met in my room to debate this question. We flew each in, out the window. We are now unanimous.
How sweet it is! Hey, Secretary of Peace, baby, what we putting down in Nigeria?
Major Hit is on the screen now with the daily upfront report.
Ciao, baby. This is Major Hit in the cockpit of the Enola McLuhan, flagship of the 7th Airborne Peace Corps and Lending Library. We're now over the center of rebel resistance in northern Nigeria and preparing to drop literature.
Do the Bombay door thing. Bombay door swinging and open, baby. Ruby and out. Bombardier, it's your karma.
We're almost ready to drop it. I can see the entire rebel force running out of their huts, looking up at the sky.
7, 14, 11, 16, lazy star dog. Lazy star dog. Get ready. Ux away.
There they go. The literature is in a tight pattern. The rebels are beginning to scatter, but it's too late. On target. God, this is an awesome moment. The last stronghold of unhip resistance is out of sight. Under 8 million hardbound copies of The Naked Lunch. It's all over. We're coming home.
And what we read
So around sometime in 1959, I was out talking with a friend who was well-versed in Jewish lore, and he read me the Kaddish prayer. And I was hearing a lot of Ray Charles, and like the musicality of it got me, both Ray Charles, I Got a Woman, and the Kaddish rhythm. And when I got home, it was really early in the morning, and I sat down and started writing. And I just kept writing all through the day and the night and the next day.
Alan was affected by his mother because he saw a lot that he should never have seen. And I learned a lot more about what Alan had seen and how he felt when I read Kaddish.
Kaddish for Naomi Ginsberg. 1894-1956. Strange now to think of you, gone without corsets and eyes, while I walk on the sunny pavement of Greenwich Village, downtown Manhattan, clear, winter, noon, and I've been up all night, talking, reading the Kaddish aloud, listening to Ray Charles' blue shout, blind on the phonograph, the rhythm, and your memory in my head 3 years after, and read Adonais's last triumphant stanzas aloud, wept, realizing how we suffer, and how death is that remedy all singers dream of. Sing, remember, prophesy, as in the Hebrew anthem or the Buddhist book of answers, and my own imagination of a withered leaf at dawn, dreaming back through life, your time and mine accelerating toward apocalypse, the final moment, the flower burning in the day. Oh, Russian-faced woman on the grass, your long black hair is crowned with flowers. The mandolin is on your knees. Communist beauty, sit here married in the summer among daisies, promised happiness at hand. Blessed daughter come to America, I long to hear your voice again, remembering your mother's music in the song of the natural front. Back, you, Naomi, skull on you, gaunt immortality and revolution, come, small, broken woman, the ashen indoor eyes of hospitals, ward grayness on skin. Are you a spy? I sat at the sour table, eyes filling with tears. Who are you? Did Louis send you? The wires in her hair as she beat on her head. I'm not a bad girl. Don't murder me. I hear the ceiling. I raised 2 children. 2 years since I'd been there. I started to cry. She stared. Nurse broke up the meeting a moment. I went into the bathroom to hide, against the toilet, white walls. The horror. I, weeping to see her again. The horror. As if she were dead through funeral rotted. The horror. I came back, she yelled more, but they led her away. You're not Alan. I watched her face, but she passed by me. Not looking, opened the door to the ward. She went out without a glance back, quiet, suddenly. I stared out. She looked old, the verge of the grave. All a horror. Returning from San Francisco one night, Orlovsky in my room, a telegram from Jean. Naomi dead. Outside, I bent my head to the ground under the bushes near the garage. Knew she was better at last, not left to look on earth alone. 2 years of solitude. No one at age nearing 60, old woman of skulls, once long tressed Naomi a Bible. So to the end, 2 days after her death, I got her letter. Strange prophecies anew, she wrote. The key is in the window. The key is in the sunlight. at the window. I have the key. Get married, Alan. Don't take drugs. The key is in the bars, in the sunlight, in the window. Love, your mother, which is Naomi.
The bell was ringing, it was dark, the park was closing, still she held on to my arm. She was a pleasant girl, a peasant girl, and yes, she drove a tractor on a farm. And as the summer night began, and as the trolley sparked that ran on silver tracks in circles round and round the park, she squeezed my hand, Manhattan hand, and whispered low her five-year plan. Then we depart. Moscow memories, you haunt me still. Communist memories destroy my will. The park was locked, the gate locked shut. We walked the streets, the massive empty streets, alone. And after walking all the night, I left at dawn. I'd walked her home, I'd kissed her once. We said goodbye, she had no phone. And later on, so many years have passed, and now I sit on Wall Street and recall that in my youngest days I kissed a communist, a red-haired Russian lad. Moscow memories, you haunt me still. Sweet communist memories, he wrote my will. Now the government has asked me, please, to sign my name to papers just to siphon off a little of my stash. To fight a war, support a whore, or close a park, or build an ark in space, or give the president some cash. And I can't do it. I just can't do it. For I remember still those Moscow memories, the Soviet memories, those comic kisses, and destroy my will, sweet whispered wishes, those Russian witches. Those commie kisses destroyed my youth.
A Ballad of American Skeletons, or American Ballad of Skeletons. Said the presidential skeleton, I won't sign the bill. Said the speaker skeleton, yes you will. Said the representative skeleton, I object. Said the Supreme Court skeleton, what do you expect? Said the military skeleton, buy star bombs, said the upper-class skeleton, starve unmarried moms, said the Yahoo skeleton, stop dirty art, said the right-wing skeleton, forget about your heart. Said the Gnostic skeleton, the human form's divine. Said the moral majority skeleton, no, it's not, it's mine. Said the Buddha skeleton, compassion is wealth. Said the corporate skeleton, it's bad for your health. Said the old Christ skeleton, care for the poor. Said the Son of God skeleton, AIDS needs cure. Said the homophobe skeleton, gay folks suck. Said the heritage policy skeleton, blacks are out of luck. skeleton, women in their place. Said the fundamentalist skeleton, he greased the human race. Said the right to life skeleton, fetus has a soul. Said the pro-choice skeleton, shove it up your hole. Robots got my job. Said the tough on crime skeleton, tear gas the mob. Said the governor's skeleton, cut school lunch. Said the mayor's skeleton, eat the budget crunch. Said the neocon skeleton, free market's the way. Said the savings and loan skeleton, make the state pay. Said the Chrysler skeleton, pay for you and me. Said the nuke power skeleton, and me and me and me. National skeleton, what's it worth to you? Said the NAFTA skeleton, get rich, free trade. Said the maquiladora skeleton, sweatshops, low paid. Rich cat skeleton said one world, high tech. Said the underclass skeleton, get it in the neck. Said the World Bank skeleton, cut down your trees. Said the IMF skeleton, buy American cheese. Said the underdeveloped skeleton, sell us rice, send it. Developed nation skeleton said, sell your bones for dice. Said Joe Stalin's skeleton, that's no lie. Said the petrochemical skeleton, roar bombers roar. Said the psychedelic skeleton, smoke a dinosaur. Said Nancy's skeleton, just say no. Said the Rasta skeleton, blow Nancy, blow. Alcoholic skeleton, let your liver rot. Said the junkie skeleton, can we get a fix? Said the big brother skeleton, jail the dirty pricks. Said the mirror skeleton, hey, good looking. Said the electric chair skeleton, hey, what's cooking? Skeleton, my family values base. Said the New York Times skeleton, that's not fit to print. Said the CIA skeleton, can't you take a hint? Said the network skeleton, believe my lies. Said the advertising skeleton, don't get wise. Said the media skeleton, believe you me. Said the couch potato skeleton, what, me worry?
Good morning, player number one. You wake up in the second best room in the Pink Hotel. You have survived the effects of the banquet, but you cannot move your left hand. There is a door on the east wall opposite your bed, and next to it is a picture of a naked devil in a mirror.
He looks terrible. Who is that?
It's you.
It's me. I look terrible. Where are my jeans?
In your body.
No, I mean my trousers.
Your trousers are on the chair against the south wall.
I get up, I go to the chair, I'll put on my pants and get out of here. Ow! Ow! What happened?
You knocked over the champagne bottle.
I'll pick up the bottle. I pick up the bottle. Why can't I pick up the bottle?
You cannot move your left hand.
I use my right hand. Is there anything left?
There is one drink left.
Good. Save it.
Saved.
Okay, now give me my trousers. Ah! Help! Help! Help!
There's a one-eyed snake in your trousers.
I hate snakes. Give him the champagne.
The snake is now drunk.
Ah, good. I'll hold on to it.
Saved.
What's that?
A muffled voice calling for help.
I'm coming! I put on my pants.
Saved.
I go to the door. Open door. With my right hand, and I step out.
Army! Hey, Army buddy! Hey, don't close the door! Oh, no! We're trapped out here, and the hotel's on fire!
Where's the Rain Queen?
Well, I traded her to the Dustmaster.
For what, Flipper?
For this fine hump on my back. Meet Earl the Halfling.
Hiya, Bloodbag.
Okay, what are we going to do with a halfling in a holocaust?
Watch it. I've got a really low level of predictability.
Ow! Ow! Kicked me! I'll kill it!
No, he carries a lunchworm with an important message for you.
Lunchworm, give message.
Oh, no. You have to give me something.
Okay, what have I got? Inventory.
Player one inventory. Half a map of parade route. Glass key. Ghetto blaster. Checkered trousers. Schnockered snake. Souvenir snowball with skyline of bonus city.
I like that. I like all this stuff.
Give him the key.
I need all this stuff.
Give him the key.
Okay, lose key.
Here, boss.
Thanks, Earl. Lunchworm, give message.
You know, we really must have lunch sometime.
That's no message.
How about the sky bridge is falling?
Holy hotfish. Looks like game over,
Stand
number
back.
One.
Not while I got a snake in my pants. I'm just going to whip it out. Tie a knot into it and lasso that flagpole.
Go for it.
Okay, hop on, number two.
No thanks, one. I've got a key.
Save me.
Get off my back.
One and a half leg. Two heavy. The snake breaks. Hotel burns down. Game over. You have only 450 points. You are not a top 10 scorer. Your room has been cleared and is now available. Do you wish to register at the Pink Hotel?
You're a loser.
Do you wish to register?
First rule in the Pink Hotel game is never talk to a dang lunchworm.
It takes me a little time to figure things out.
A little time? I've played it 1,000 times. Listen, you break the mirror with the champagne bottle, you yell, Yahoo! And you go straight to the devil's bridal suite, get it? Simple as that. Okay. Next stop is Boner City.
Look, I'm doing all right, okay? Existence for me is just one controlled fall after another.
Oh, that's cute. You must be dumb. 450 points and you're a philosopher. Do you ever think about death?
Look, old-timer, just back off me, all right?
Wait a minute. Don't leave me. Listen, buy me a beer. I can get rid of that halfling for you and take you right to the Rain Queen.
I told you I played it my way.
Buy me a beer. If I don't drink beer regular, I achieve real high powers of irritability.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Smart with me. Excuse me, all right?
Don't get smart with who?
In my day, you started as a kid.
So did I.
Me too. I was a half-child model.
So is I.
Me too.
Who
you know those
to?
Families that have 2.5 kids? That was me.
That was me.
Are
you
that
talking to
me.
Yourself?
But then they changed the rules on us. Sylvia, punch us up another gin and sand from the well, would you?
Make that 3. Hey, you're making me real irritable. Why don't you shut up over there?
Hey, will you stop yelling
Here's
at me?
Here's your beer.
Thanks.
Who is he talking about?
I don't know what's
that.
Wrong with this guy.
I'm suffering from multiple identity. Let's have a little pity here.
No pity for me. I can handle it.
Me too. Okay, boys. Listen. Did you hear the one about the two illegal Mexicans?
Sonny, don't drop your money into the Dustmaster. You don't want to play that game
Sunday
alone.
Slavics,
it's
young
a devious,
and patio
tricky, bad
standing
trip.
Around
Let's have another beer.
I told you I like to play by myself, okay?
Hands of the wind, children of the sand, old Dustmaster's back and I'm dry as the crankcase on a full-sprung Chevy. Lo, water, beer, all around. Drinks on the caravan to Bonus City.
Don't trust me. Don't trust
me. Yes, yes, yes. We're up and running. I'll get you through. I've got the wind map. Better than government goof sheets. What do you say?
Who needs you, old dust master? They say the winds are going to be dying down.
Yeah, but my rates go down when the winds die down. Come on, boys. Out of my way, wind wimp. Say, hey, how about you, player? You coming along?
Sorry, no. I'm driving alone.
Alone? You ever see what a wind like a wasting king can do to a car?
Or the seven screaming sisters, why they eat it right down to the chrome on the tailpipe.
You can see through everything but your windshield. Yeah.
I heard I could get a troll to guide me.
A troll?
Yeah. Guide you to the chop shop, low points. Make car suey out of your caddy. How about it, 450 clocks running?
No, I'll ride with the risk. Valiant's right out front.
The horse with the plates that say game over.
You got it.
No, I ain't got it. They got it.
Who got it?
A couple of trolls from Edible Rex Garage.
You're doomed, sucker. I told you not to play this game alone.
The trolls have your car. You have lost 250 points. You are not a top 10 scorer. Do you wish to sign on for the Dustmaster Caravan?
No.
Do you wish to sign on for the Dustmaster Caravan? Do you wish to sign on for the Dustmaster Caravan? Do you wish to sign on for the Dustmaster Caravan?
I love you. Remember what Allen Ginsberg says, because I want to pay homage to where we're coming from. He who digs L.A. is L.A. Yeah!